This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Akar. The federal government will levy tariffs against the country of Turkey on behalf of U.S. cherry farmers. They've been saying for years that they can't compete with Turkey and their cheap tart cherries. IPR's Max Johnston broke the story on the tariffs yesterday. He joins me in studio today. Hi, Max.
Hi, Kendra.
So what exactly was announced yesterday?
So the U.S. International Trade Commission said they're going to slap some tariffs on Turkish producers of tart cherries. And these tariffs are going to be pretty big. Some exporters will now have to pay 7 times their normal rate just to sell their cherries in the U.S. And this is a big win for tart cherry farmers, especially here in Michigan. They've been trying to get these tariffs put on Turkey for years.
Why put the tariffs against Turkey, of all places?
So for some background, U.S. tart cherry farmers had a bad year in 2012. Yield was really low. So Turkey came in and met demand with their tart cherries. The problem was they kept meeting demand after that. You see, Turkish tart cherries are a lot cheaper than U.S. tart cherries. In fact, they're about half the price in some cases. So Michigan growers accused the Turkish government of subsidizing their farmers. They say that's how they can sell their products so cheap. Michigan farmers have been trying to get the federal government to investigate all this for years and levy tariffs against Turkey to balance out the price. And for now, it looks like that they won.
So why are the tariffs being put in place now?
Well, tart cherries are a huge industry for Michigan, but a pretty small industry on the national scale, especially compared to stuff like corn and soybean. So generally, the federal government just doesn't really pay much attention to small industries like this. In fact, just to get these tariffs, a bunch of cherry people had to get together and spend almost $2 million on legal fees just to get this case on the desk of the Commerce Department that ultimately culminated in these tariffs. And there has been some political pressure. More state and federal lawmakers in Michigan have been pushing for more federal government work on the cherry industry for a while, but it's still a battle just to get federal officials to care about such a small industry comparatively.
What does this mean for the Turkish cherry industry?
Well, what I'm hearing is that this could eliminate Turkey from the U.S. cherry market. The reality is these exporters and producers in Turkey now have to pay, in some cases, 5 times their normal rate, in other cases, 7 times their normal rate, just to, be in the market. So Turkish companies have to start paying those rates next week. The Commerce Department could reverse this decision and take away those tariffs later this year. That's not likely. But that means Turkish producers could come back in the game later on. But in the meantime, they're going to be paying a lot of taxes just to, try to get into the U.S. market.
What about the U.S. industry? What does this mean for our Michigan farmers?
The farmers I've talked to are giddy. They're elated. They've been waiting for this to happen for years. Now comes the hard work of sort of getting back the market share that they lost. The reality is consumers like you and I have been buying tart cherries from Turkey for really cheap the past couple of years. That's what everyone's sort of used to in the grocery store. Without that option, U.S. growers have to convince those buyers to buy their products, which just will be more expensive because they couldn't sell them as low as some of the Turkish products. There's also going to still be some global competition. Two countries I've heard about, Chile and Serbia, are apparently stepping up their cherry production and trying to fill the void that Turkey will have left at this point. So there's likely some more work to be done at the international level and the federal level to keep the market competitive for U.S. cherry growers.
IPR's Max Johnston will have more coverage of the story as it unfolds. Thanks, Max.
Thank you, Kendra.